bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson on Zoom and Willie's in for Chick. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now.
If Bobcat called you, wouldn't you keep it and play it for all your friends?
Hi, this is Bob Goldthwait, too.
Yeah.
We've got an X-rated movie coming up where you think you're perfect for it. Just give me a call.
I had a phone call from Bono that I accidentally erased.
Oh no. Bono?
Yeah. And I was like, dah!
Oh, why'd I do that?
Have you ever heard Bobcat's Bono?
I can't do it, but yeah.
I bet you can enough to make us go, oh my God.
No, but so he called. And,
he heard you doing your Bono and he called you?
Yeah, he was very nice. And then I saw him. I was at Dodger Stadium. I can't remember what stadium it was. It was very, I met him and I'm in the, you know, like the stadium doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And he said some very sweet things and very kind. And we talked back and forth. And it was just him and I and one other person. And he starts walking out to do his concert, and he turns around, and he takes off those, you know, the fly sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, hey, Bobcat, and he throws them to me, and I catch them, and I go, thanks, Mean Joe.
I knew that was coming.
And he goes, what?
What?
Yeah!
No.
Oh, man, that's one of my best riffs ever, falling on his deaf Gaelic ears. Yeah.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is Tom speaking. Let's see, there's Ace. There's Willie, my son.
Hey.
Comedian from Chicago. There's Josh Arnold over there. That's Christy Lee behind the glass in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
Hola.
Pat Godwin's on the left screen over there, and on the right screen, it's our good friend, the great comedian Al Jackson.
Hello. Good, Al.
Al, quick question. Yeah, you are looking good. You have a nice ascot on.
Yes, he's wearing his ascot.
And a pocket square.
Ascots finally came. Yeah, got the little pocket square. I feel good. I feel a little overdressed. Josh and Ace are dressed like security for cheaters. I feel a little ridiculous. But I was just thinking, Christy Lee, I feel like you're missing your calling. You're great at this. But with that voice, have you ever done any ASMR?
What's ASMR?
Oh, yeah.
Tell her, Joshy.
Well, you get very close to the mic and you describe. It's all audio sort of porn. And you can also do things like With your mouth sound effects.
Does it stand for something you can say on the radio?
Yes, I forget what ASMR.
It's a scientific. They're scientific words, but I know people. Of course, Josh went to porn, but people used it to go to sleep as well. It's something to
They
do? I think it's. well, technically, you get sleepy later.
I was gonna say, isn't that kind of what happens?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Yeah,
Josh likes to wake up with his phone staring back at him. What's the name of the service you subscribe to?
I did subscribe to evilangel.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, they do some fun.
What was the specificity, if you will, of that particular?
No particular specificity. There was just hot girls doing very naughty things. So, all
isn't that what most porn sites have typically?
Unless they're
gay porn.
Yeah. And it's hot boys doing naughty things.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Or hot girls and other hot girls.
Yeah.
Or not so hot. Am I weird that I don't, Josh, I don't want them to be too hot. Is that weird?
No.
I like regular people. I want it to be a secretary and a construction worker.
I get what you're saying.
You want it to be attainable.
Yes. Right.
When I use the word hot, I'm just talking about women I find attractive. So you're right. It's not.
Of course, in your case, that would require a pulse.
That's right. I have.
Chick's not here, Al. I'm sorry. I have been picking on Josh all day.
Really badly.
Yeah,
this is a rough one.
Here's what ASMR stands for. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
See, look at you, and you pretty much just did it.
That was obviously written by someone very pretentious.
A tingling sensation.
Al, real quick here, I don't know if you can see, I don't know how this works because you're on the Zoomer thing. Can you see Willie's face? You know Willie. Willie's actually open for you on stage.
I know Willie, yes.
Willie is sitting in for Chick today. He came in from Chicago. He shaved the mustache. I don't know if you recall, he had been working on the how long was he working on the stash?
Better part of 3 months on the mustache, and it was not coming in as good as Al.
My eyebrow is thicker than that stash was at the end. So my question is one, and this is a kind of a getting into some cultural territory here.
Talk to me.
How old were you when you grew your first mustache? How thick was it, and have you kept it all the time? What are the ins and outs of your stash?
Well, that's the thing, and I think every guy knows that your facial hair grows in weird places. Like this is my top lip is pretty thick, but this is like 2 months. It takes a while, but my beard grows in like Rocky and Part Four. Like I can grow a beard in a second, but my mustache doesn't grow in that thick. Like most guys, I don't think could grow like a mustache and beard as thick as Josh's over there. Josh's pretty real.
Now, did you grow it in high school?
Yeah, but it was probably Willie's status, probably pretty thin.
But was there a cultural significance to it? Did you feel an obligation to do it? Was it hip to have one? Did your dad have one? What was the...
My dad had one of those old 80s Tom Selleck mustaches.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever saw him without a mustache his entire life, honestly.
Wow.
I think he was one of those guys. He picked the mustache and he rolled that out for life.
For him.
Yeah, I don't think Bob has shaved his mustache since the last day of high school.
Yeah. When did he graduate?
Wow.
I've got a feeling if a doctor said to him, well, Bob, in order to access your brain, we're going to have to go through the stash, he'd go, don't bother.
I had a good run.
Yeah, good run. Time out. I'm done. Yeah.
Now, what about you? Do you ever go with the facial hair? You're kind of 1980s New York Yankees
did.
Over there.
Yeah, the goatee.
Yeah, well, I had a,
oh,
I,
yeah.
I had a very serious cut on my face once, and I couldn't shave for a while. Then I thought I'll try the goatee, and then I realized that the early 2000s were over, and I gave up on it. I didn't particularly like it.
I thought the babies were pulling on it.
That too.
Yeah.
Well,
you
did have kind of like an offensive coordinator look with the goatee.
Yeah.
That's a very good description. Yes. Yeah.
The Jim Rome. Yeah, I don't. It didn't look. I didn't particularly care for it. Didn't I? Didn't. Really
I do want to ask Willie a question. I mean, you know, Willie, obviously, you grew up with this show, and you know all these guys, and now you're sitting with them. How does it feel that you've caught them career wise already? And do you have new goals now?
I feel like a complete imposter. I feel like a massive phony. And no, this is fun. Literally, it's a lifelong dream. This is the best. So happy to be here.
That's awesome.
He's been doing a lot of, obviously, both you guys are in a similar position with respect to doing live comedy shows. Not a lot of them happening, but although some of the clubs are reopening. Our buddy Bert Kreischer, I don't know if you heard about this, Albert is doing, I want to say it's Charlotte, Indy, Tulsa, and Fort Collins, Colorado. He's doing comedy shows at drive-in movie theaters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a losing proposition financially.
Well, until he sells the filmed version to Netflix.
Right.
He'll be fine. Well,
yeah. I think you have to worry about Bert.
I'll tell you what. I talked to Bert. He's not going to make any money on this. He wants his guys to get paid, and he's trying to do it. Trust me, this is not going to be one of these things where he does something to be a good guy and cashes out. Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, no. I talked to Bert. He's coming to Colorado.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I am right now. So, I talked to him, and my buddy Dave Williamson opens for him. I believe it's going to be tough. Comedy's going to be weird for a little while.
Yeah.
Unless it's outside. I think I'm actually starting an outside comedy room next Wednesday. So we'll see how that goes. But I think a lot of things are going to be outside for a little while. And then who knows? The winter might be like Game of Thrones. It might be ugly.
Yeah. Who's to say? Now, you're doing your TV show, The Daily Blast.
I am.
And now, how many people are on set? What's the latest with that?
Oh, I mean, we normally have 65 people in the room, and now it's four. Two hosts, where it was one host. Now it's two hosts, and we have a producer and kind of just like one other person kind of running around. But it's weird. It's empty in there. It's like going in on a weekend.
Well, now, it's a tradition on this program to try to hippen me up a little bit, if you will.
Yes. And it seems like it's not working.
I'm trying my best. I had a letter for you, actually. Can you explain the skirt thing again?
Skirt
was just getting out of an awkward situation. If I remember correctly, I don't use skirt that much, but I believe that's just getting out of an awkward situation.
Okay, I got my skirt out of here.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a little bit weird. We have a letter from a guy named Byron, who is writing us from China.
Oh.
Huh.
So he's not a lord.
It could be. Of course, if you read about Lord Byron, pansexual.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
A
log pile wasn't safe for
Lord Byron. Good for him.
It says, Dear Bob and Tom and Al Jackson.
Hello.
He's familiar with your work. He goes, I'm teaching English in China. I just wanted to tell you guys that their new favorite word is skirt.
Okay.
So, Al, we're having international influence. So
I love it. I love it. And I also like that you read that like the town crier, Tom. You should have been ringing a bell before you did that. That was good.
Hear ye. So can you use skirt in a sentence for me? Because I'm not sure I'm getting
it. Yeah, you know, Tom, you know, I was out with Josh and Ace, and we were hanging out at the bar. You know, I don't drink anymore, but I still like to hang with the fellas. And, you know, I'm with this new girl, and my ex walked in, and she started questioning us, and I went to the bathroom, and then it was just skirt.
Oh, I see. Now, Willie, have you encountered this in your travels?
Have I encountered the skirt?
Yes, not the other scenario.
Oh, I'm familiar with it from like in rap songs. Like you'll hear a lot like a not a tag, but they'll shout it out like skirt like in between stanzas, so to speak. I sound like the whitest person in the whole world. In
between no.
Oh, in
between,
no, you don't.
You know, in between the rap stanzas, they'll yell out. No, they'll yell out skirt. yeah, but I would never say it conversationally. I don't think.
Willie sounds like he's been hired by corporations to explain hip hop to IBM.
Yes, yeah.
Willie's his father's son. Yes.
I didn't fall too far from the tree. No. Well, let's try to teach me something, Al. What have you got?
All right, Tom. What does it mean if you're feeling froggy?
Okay, now I can probably figure this out. Froggy.
You got this.
Frog's most famous for jumping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were feeling froggy. would this be similar to skirt? You're in a situation you need to get out of.
You're jumping.
No,
a little bit.
Actually, no.
Kind of the opposite.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, is it like feeling horny?
No.
Oh, like horny as a toad? Is that what you're thinking?
Toad, frog. Yeah. They're distinctly
That's a good
different.
Guess.
Feeling froggy. Do you know this one, Willie?
No idea. Like a
Ace.
No,
do you have any idea?
No.
Okay.
You're like jumping into something?
Yes, Christy. It's you're ready to fight.
Ah.
Yeah. Huh. That's right.
Huh.
You feeling froggy? Let's do this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is this an English expression from the UK?
I first heard it in a black comedy club. one table told another table, if they're feeling froggy, do something about it. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the British call the French the frogs.
They do.
Right. I don't know that it comes from that.
Yeah, that probably is way wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have said that in that Black nightclub. You know, guys, that comes from the British. They would have been feeling froggy towards me.
Hey, please stop throwing things. I'm just trying to tell you.
So, Tom, can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Let's see now. Feeling froggy. I'm not really much of a fighter. I can't think of an opportunity that I've had recently. Josh.
Well, I said a few things this morning that seemed to get on your nerves, Tom. And hey, if you're feeling froggy, let's go ahead and settle this.
Let's do it. I prefer just cutting your pay.
Well, that now I'm feeling froggy.
That was awesome. All right, Tom. Now I'm going to give you a sentence.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what it means.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Tom, I saw this girl. She was dummy thick. No cap. Made me want to clap those cheeks.
Okay. What is that? I saw a girl. She was dummy thick.
Dummy thick.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Dummy thick. Okay. And then what was the next phrase? Something about
no cap.
Yeah. No cap. I know this one.
No cap. No cap. Hang on a second. Dummy thick. Dummy. Clearly a reference to the ventriloquist dummy.
What?
So does this mean you want to put your hand up her rear?
No. Oh my goodness.
Say it again. Say it again.
I'll be honest with you, man. I saw this girl. She was dummy thick, no cap. Made me want to clap those cheeks.
Let's go back. Start with clap those cheeks. You can get that one.
You know what that means.
This, I would assume, is some kind of assault from the rear. Okay. If you will.
Interesting.
Depends on what you're working with, but yes.
Okay, dummy thick. Boy, she was a hefty gal. Was she thick? Hefty? Dummy thick? No.
Thick, yeah, but it's not always hefty. I mean, it can be hefty, but like, you know what it means when a girl's thick.
Curvy.
Yeah. Oh, thick. No,
I did not know.
Thank you, Pat.
Two C's thick.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Two C's thick.
Right.
That's okay. Right.
So dummy thick is a dummy like dumbbell, like stupid? So
yeah, like
she's so gorgeous.
But stupid in the way that like
good it's, stupid.
She's so hot it's stupid. It's crazy.
So I saw this incredibly hot woman. And I was interested in applauding her following a rigorous in-and-out session.
Yes, but what's no cap mean?
Yeah, no cap.
Nobody talks
without
like
a condom.
That's interesting. That's a great guess.
It is a great guess. Yeah.
But that's not it?
No.
I'm going to say there's no limit to how hot she is.
No.
Okay.
No,
without spending any money, no capital.
No, that's good too, though.
I have
Willie knows this.
So no cap, it means like I'm not lying. It means no cap. Like a hat is a lie. So a cap, no cap.
A hat is a lie.
Essentially, so if you're bald, you wear a hat. You're not bald anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm wearing this cap because of a vision issue that I have in these lights, but that's okay.
I know, but
he wasn't speaking to you specifically.
Okay.
Way to make that sense about you, Tom.
This is about me. I thought I was supposed to be getting a little no cap action from Stupid Gal.
I just figured you wore a Columbia cap because you need everyone to know you went to an Ivy League college.
And then specifically, clap these cheeks. Is that I wanted to slap her on the ass, or I wanted to?
I just feel like it's a sexual position.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So
say it again. The whole sentence.
Oh, Tom, man, you missed this. You left. You left the restaurant too soon. This girl walked in. She was dummy thick, no cap. Made me want to clap those cheeks.
Yeah.
If you said
so
that
now,
to me,
Tom, you have to say the whole thing.
You could have said that in Chinese, and I wouldn't have done it. Maybe our Chinese friends can fix it. Al, you left the restaurant quite early.
quite early.
The entrees were delicious, and this stupid thick girl walked in.
No!
She was stupid, and she was thick.
Dummy thick.
I'm sorry, forgive me. She was dummy thick, and
no cap.
Following a brief conversation, I realized that we were about to have some no cap interpersonal relations.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.